Well, let's talk about the country championship. And David Smith from Mudgee is there with distinctive look. It won the Central Districts qualifier at Wellington a couple of Sundays ago. Dave, good morning to you.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you. Yeah, well, mate, I've got to ask you, how's Mudgee? How's the weather?
Yeah, it hasn't been too bad. It's just the last couple of days, you know, out in my places, we're only just on the outside of Mudgee, but we got close to 4 inches there the other night. So,
jeez, that is rain.
Yeah, had a bit of a turn of events for us, but sort of a catch-22. You know, we really needed it out here. It's pretty dry and dusty, but, you know, it slows our work progress up with the horse. That's
Yeah. So I mean, with distinctive look, who won that race and is off to Randwick on Saturday week, have you been able, with all that rain, to work the horse to maintain the levels you want?
Yeah, we certainly have. It hasn't slowed us down too much out here. I mean, we only copped it there last two nights ago, so he's only just been going around a bit slow. You know, he'll have a hit out on Saturday, and, you know, depending on how he pulls up from that, whether he has another one there Tuesday or not, should top him off nicely.
It was a terrific win at Wellington, and listening to you after the race there with Greg Radley and the crew, you've really been very patient to make sure that you've got this horse for this year's championship.
Yeah, that's right. It's been a long time coming, you know. We sort of...
Well, just on that, just for listeners that may not have seen that interview, just tell us the process on getting the horse to this year's championships.
Yeah, well, sort of started back in November. We thought we might have been sort of in the position 12 months ago, but, you know, found out his first up run off his second prep there, he had he'd gone pretty bad in the wind there. So he got the throat op done, which made us miss out on the championships, you know, 2 years back. But this time in, he's I wouldn't say the smoothest prep. He just had a few niggly injuries there, sort of tried keeping on top of and that, and seems to have had him under wrap there now. And, you know, we sort of laid out this plan back in, I think it was October there when he was winning the highway races, won back-to-back highway races there, and kicked him out immediately for a spell with our Wellington in the back of our head, you know. So, it was an unreal thrill just to get him there and compete such a race as the championships. And, you know, when he actually pulled it off we were over the moon.
I reckon you would, yeah. Are you, is the owners a group, are they all your family?
Yeah, family-owned horse. My brother sort of found him, picked him up at Goree for us, gave it to me to train, and, you know, Dad's been a very big supporter of ours from the get-go, and really likes to get behind us. He sort of lives through our training, so James sort of threw him a 10% share as well.
Yeah, fantastic.
Horse keeps him interested, and, yeah, family-owned, so it's good.
Yeah, it is. With Randwick in mind, do you feel... that the big track is going to be a plus with the horse?
Oh, huge plus. Yeah. You know, the Wellington track there, that's what I was a bit scared about. You know, it's very tight turning and downhill straight, you know. But when he was a couple of lengths off him at the top of the straight, yeah, that's sort of where you have to be in that position. But, you know, Randwick, that huge long straight, you know, that uphill rise and that, going to have a lot of time to balance up and, like, just get into a rhythm because he doesn't have that massive sharp turn a foot on him, you know. You know, if you ask him to go through his gears, he'll just take you through his gears, you know. And once you push go on him, like he'll find that extra couple of lengths for you. So Randwick's definitely going to be a big plus for him.
I guess we've seen that, haven't we? When he won that second of those highways, he sat up on the pace and he really did find there to beat a couple of handy other types. So we have seen him at Randwick. That's a plus. What sort of a type is he within the stable? Is he a nice, kind horse?
Yeah, he's a beautiful horse. He's a big horse, lovely temperament on him. He's pretty quiet around the stables and that. You know, you wouldn't even know he was in the box half the time if you didn't walk past him.
Yeah.
But you know, he's changed a little bit this prep in too. You know, I think after turning him out after those couple of wins and coming back in and he's picked up another couple more. You know, he's really thinking he's on top of the world with himself, and you let him go out in the day yard these days, and you know, he has a good roll. He gets up and kicks his heels up high, and just sort of takes off around the paddock, which he which he's never really done before.
He thinks and knows he's pretty good.
Yeah, I think he does there now. These days he does, I think.
Well, he's got form. Yeah, look, it's a remarkable thing with the Tab Highway. It offers the putters so much now, and you beat Shotgun Roulette, who's coming through another qualifier. You're all going to be meeting there on Saturday week, and just who knows what happens in the wildcard race on Sunday. Mate, it's a huge thrill. I can hear it in your voice. You really want it to be today, don't you?
Yeah, it's a massive thrill. It's such a great concept, racing as well as it put on. And, mate, it's really brought, not that it wasn't life to country racing before, but, you know, there's just an unreal buzz around, like, this time of year and that. And I definitely wish it was today, because I don't think I'm going to get any sleep for the next 10 days.
No, well, mate, you just take it easy. You've got a horse that's in terrific form, and we look forward to chatting again next week as we count down. Thanks a lot, Dave.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew.